Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Today I'm bringing you a show that confirms even further the existence of the spiritual world that is unseen, that is intangible, and how very, very real and profound it is. Today you will hear a phenomenal story about a married couple whose lives as they knew it were suddenly and profoundly changed when Archangel Michael appeared before them and told them that he was sent to protect and guide them. He also told them that they were twin flames and that they had come together in this life for the purpose of benefiting humanity. This initial meeting led them on a path of spiritual enlightenment where their faith, love, and obedience were tested. After meeting with other archangels and ascended masters who further enlightened them, they began developing, practicing, and honing their spiritual gifts so they could help others. Humbled and feeling blessed with these gifts, they began a mission to prepare, heal, and guide others emotionally, mentally, and physically so that they too could find their true self and fulfill their life purpose. AJ Spigner, intuitive healer and coach, is here today representing both himself and his wife, Pari, to share the story of their accelerated spiritual awakening, enlighten us with what they have learned along their incredible spiritual journey, and they're here to take your calls. If you want to call in, the number is 424-220-1801. For those who are dealing with some type of ailment, physical, emotional, or otherwise, AJ will provide an on-air intuitive reading to give insight into the true cause of your condition. And now I'd like to give a warm welcome to AJ Spigner. Hi, AJ. Thank you so much for coming.
Hi, Randy. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great. It's really great to have you. I can't wait to hear your story and have you share it with everybody. So why don't you give us an overview of this story? I told it briefly, but, you know, I left out a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, basically, everything started to shift and change in our lives in December of 2012. Literally, we have twin daughters, identical twin daughters, and at the time they were 2 months old, okay? 2 months old, and that's when everything just completely changed. And it's kind of a funny story, so I want to share this because
okay.
It's interesting just the way that it happened and how everything happened. My wife and I are laying down, and she gets up to use the restroom, and kind of wakes me up in the process. And I'm looking at our ceiling, and I can see our ceiling fan, and all of a sudden I see this amazing bluish violet light, and it was huge, but I was still kind of half asleep, kind of groggy still, and I was thinking to myself, what in the world was that? And so she leaves and you know, goes to the restroom, and I'm trying to figure out what this light is. It's this bright blue light. That's all I remember seeing, this bright blue light. And so she comes back, and I'm talking to her, and I'm asking her, did you see that? And she's like, did I see what? I was like, that light, did you see that light? She was like, what light? And so she leaves again to go check on our daughters. And at this point, I'm literally standing on our bed. I have, you know, my phone in my hand, her phone in my hand. I'm pressing buttons on the phone to see it. It's light shining from our phones, like from a missed call or a text message or something weird like that. And she comes back, and she comes in the room, and she's just looking at me like I lost my mind. She's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm trying to figure out where that light came from. Where did that light come from? And long story short, something told me to turn my head and pay attention to this book, this particular book that I actually gave my wife to read about angels. And that's literally when everything happened. She just started kind of, I won't say freaking out because that's, you know, kind of negative sounding, but she just started saying, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. An angel is here, an angel is here. And that's literally when everything happened. And then all of a sudden, she started channeling Archangel Michael.
Wow. And
so, yeah.
Were you able to see Archangel Michael, or just she was just channeling him?
At first, just channeling him. I was able to see him with my third eye once it got developed. But I was able to see his energy, which is with that blue light that I was seeing with my physical eye at that time.
Wow. Wow. What were you saying to her? What kind of questions were you asking her?
Everything. Literally, we talked about everything because, you know, religious-wise, even though I don't necessarily believe in the whole organized religion part, I would consider myself more spiritual than I would religious. But religion-wise, I was actually raised as a Seventh-day Adventist Christian. And my wife was raised as Buddhist. So there were certain things that I was asking questions like about the Bible, about just different things that I remember reading from Saturday school, from Sabbath school, and what have you. And I knew that she wouldn't know those things because she was raised Buddhist. And, yeah, it was just the information that was coming through, the information that we were receiving, it was astounding. So we literally asked everything under the sun. This was the first time that we even heard of the term twin flames. I had absolutely no idea what that was. I've heard of soulmates, but to actually hear that we ourselves are twin flames, and there's a significance about it, and so on and so forth. I was just like, whoa. It was a lot to take at that time, a lot to take.
So what is what are twin flames?
The best way to describe a twin flame would be is like it's similar, very similar to a soulmate, but I have to add that, first of all, and I acknowledge and respect that not everyone believes in the whole twin flame concept, and there's very specific reasons for that. But a twin flame is literally the other part of you. So is a soulmate in a sense, and I'm going to explain the difference, and I'm going to explain how, and I'm going to use a simple analogy so that everyone can kind of grasp the concept.
Okay.
You have your soul family, or what I call, or what some may refer to as a group soul or soul complex. Literally what happens is you have different layers and different density levels, if you will, of your soul, of your multidimensional body. So you have your ego, your personality, you have your lower self, your higher self, your oversoul, you have your I am presence, and so on and so forth. So it's actually at the oversoul level, which is above your higher self, that creates, let's say, or for simplicity's sake, let's say, subdivisions of your actual soul, okay? And it does this in pairs and in groups. So it starts from 8 pairs of 2, which would be 16, and then 4 pairs of 2, which is 8, and then 4, and then 2. And the last 2 that it does this with is twin flames. All of the other groups would be considered soulmates. So you could have, like, if you're within the first group of 16, I would call that direct soulmates, meaning that if you are a pair within that original group, that is a direct soulmate. If you are a pair from the first group and then a pair from the second group, then that I would consider an indirect soulmate. And then if you are the last two, then you would have to be in those last two positions to be considered twin flames. So that's why not everyone has a twin flame. Everyone does have soulmates, but not everyone has a twin flame. It's simply because of your positioning within your soul family or your soul complex. Now, this is not to say that if you do have a twin flame that, you know, you're better than the next person. Not at all. And here comes, in regards to that, the analogy that I was talking about is using a tree as an example. A tree has many parts. A tree has the main limb, or the main part, the main trunk. That's the word I was looking for. The trunk of the tree. You have the limbs. You have the branches, the twigs, the leaves, and the foliage. Correct.
Right.
So, not one part of that tree is better than the other. All parts work together to form one whole tree. And it's the exact same thing with your group soul or your soul complex.
Now, once you found that out and you obviously, you know, thought back to your relationship with Parry, did you feel that there had been some extraordinary connection between you?
That's a good question. It's subtle, because what happens when you do come into and come into a relationship with your twin flame, karma automatically, any kind of karma that you've accumulated or anything of that nature, automatically rises to the surface, so to speak, so that your soul can release it.
Hmm.
So if you do not know that you're in a twin flame relationship, the relationship itself can be very difficult, because what happens is you could start lashing out at that person, and you may start having random emotions about them, and you don't even understand where they're coming from. So that for us did happen. Luckily, we were kind of guided through it, and in terms of how to deal with it and what's going on with it and everything like that. So all of that has already been released. All of that is, that stage has already passed. And but yes, it can be very, very difficult if you're unaware or don't know what's going on.
Okay, right. And I can actually recognize that in somebody that I know, a couple that I know, I can actually recognize that now that you mention it. So then after all this, what did you and Parry begin to do with this information? I mean, what were there more visits? What else did you discover?
Absolutely, because we had to go on a mission to basically remember who we truly were, remember our purpose here, remember our gifts, remember basically everything about us. So that entailed a lot of things. That entailed reviewing our own personal Akashic record. That entailed practicing our own natural gifts. being made more aware of all of our natural gifts, that entailed many, many, many things. And one of the things I'll just use myself as an example is I am here to protect her. I was always and have always been her protector. She was actually sent down first. She incarnated first. And she came here with a specific task at hand that she needed to accomplish. And, you know, when you incarnate, the veil is placed and you kind of forget who you are, what you need to do, and different things like that. And that's essentially what happened to her. So she got kind of lost in a sense. And so at that point, I wasn't even incarnated yet. I wasn't sent down. So I asked to be sent down to help her, to kind of bring her back, to kind of guide her and to also be her protector. Because
wow.
my wife is an empath, and she's very energy sensitive in that nature, to where, you know, she could feel the emotions, the intent, and different things like that of not only people but spiritual beings as well, plus a channeler, plus a medium, and different things like that. So because of her particular gifts and because of the very specific task that she had at hand, there are certain things that did not want her to accomplish that. So at the time, I was given specific directions and specific abilities myself in order to protect her. And then I was sent down.
And you learned all this through your Akashic records?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Did you have somebody help you with this reading, or were you able to learn how to do it yourself?
Both, actually. We did have independent third-party Akashic Record readings, and then once we realized that we could actually do it ourselves, that we already had access to it and we didn't even know, we actually started reviewing it ourselves as well.
Very, very interesting. So then you had other meetings with other archangels and ascended masters. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. She works very closely with Archangel Michael. I work more closely with Archangel Metatron and Archangel Raphael. And everything that we do, we work with either one of or several of the archangels and several of the ascended masters as well. But they pretty much guided us through the development of everything that we offer in terms of our services on our website and everything like that. So it was amazing, because there was one point where we literally met just about all of them and you know, conversed or conversated with all of them. And there's a lot of, and I won't mention any names or anything like that, but there's a lot of books, there's a lot of reading material that you could read that talks about archangels, different kinds of archangels and what they do, what they're here to do, and different things like that. And I remember them saying that they were pleased, because instead of just reading these books and just going by what these books say, we went directly to them. And we were like, okay, we want to learn more about you, so we're going to go directly to you and talk to you and say, what is it that you do? What is it that you're here to help us with, and different things like that. So for us, that was a profound experience, and it's kind of humbling to say that that's something that they appreciated from us.
Wow. Can we all do that?
Yes and no. Yes and no. It really depends. Anyone could call on the angels, but it has to be within God's will for them to be sent to you, especially archangels. So it really depends. It really depends. Do they have the capacity to, absolutely. But just because they have that capacity to doesn't necessarily mean that it will happen unless it's in God's will.
Okay. Now, when
does that make sense?
I'm sorry. Continue.
I was saying, does that make sense?
When you communicate with these entities, I'll just call them entities because it was a combination of spirit guides and things like that. Personally, mm-hmm. did you hear them? Did you intuit them? Did you see them? What was your experience?
Well, I'm clairvoyant, claircognizant. My wife is clairvoyant, she's not claircognizant. She's clairvoyant, an empath, clairsentient, and clairaudient. So she's able to see, hear, and have verbal communication with them. My communication
okay.
with them was mostly visual and knowingness, which is claircognizant. So when
okay.
I receive information from them, I see it in images, scenes, words, and also the sense of knowingness, which is claircognizant. And the best way to describe that would be like almost like a memory. That information is planted directly in my consciousness, and then I retrieve it like a memory. Versus like my wife, she'll have open verbal communication with them, or she'll sense their emotions or feel what they're feeling and different things like that. So
okay.
we have different gifts, but our gifts complement each other.
Wow, that's fantastic. So both of you do energy healing work. How do you do that? How does it help others?
Well, the work that we do a wide array of everything. We do everything from negative energy removal, protection from psychic attacks, energy healing, emotional energy flushing, and I'll explain what that is in a second. We do higher chakra activations, axial tonal realignment, that's part of our activations. Literally, we do everything. And also, not only that, but literally every single service that we offer, we developed ourselves, and every single service that we offer is based on our personal journey, our personal spiritual awakening, and
okay.
everything that we learned with the guidance from our personal team.
Okay. So how does energy healing work?
Energy healing works on a subatomic level. This is going to sound kind of interesting, and I may lose some people, so I'm going to try my best just to simplify it and make it very easy to understand. Now, for the most part, any kind of ailment, disease, sickness has some ties to emotional trauma or emotional baggage or however you want to describe it, but some type of tie to an emotion. And what happens is, again, it happens on a subatomic level, and we have to remember that everything is energy. Our physical body is energy. We are carbon-based beings. So if you think of the carbon atom, or a carbon molecule, all molecules are made of atoms, and atoms are made of multiple parts. You have the center of the atom, which is called the nucleus, and then you have electrons, which orbit and spin around the atom. Now, what happens is, if we experience a traumatic event or have a traumatic memory or a traumatic emotion, that energy of those events and or emotions can become stuck within the spaces in between the electron and the nucleus. Now, when that happens, it actually has a negative effect on that entire atom because it slows it down. In other words, it thickens the space that the electron is orbiting and spinning in. This, in
okay.
turn, slows down the entire atom, which in turn slows down the entire molecule, which in turn slows down the entire biological system, gland, organ, or whatever body function that molecule resides in. So it's a snowball effect. It's a snowball effect.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
We have a caller, AJ. Would you be willing to take the call now and answer their question?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's see. This is area code 360. Good morning. What is your name?
Hi, my name's Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
And what is your question for AJ?
Well, I wasn't sure if you were doing healings on the show or not.
Well, I'm actually doing fleshes on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing fleshes, and what that is kind of ties into what I was just explaining right now in terms of stuck emotions and everything like that. A flesh is used to remove that stuck or repressed emotion or energy. So that's what I'm offering right now for you.
Is there time to do something like that for me?
We could do it now.
Okay.
We could do it now. What was going on?
I have a lot of emotional pain.
Okay. Do you want me to just look into it and see what's going on and then see what we could do for you?
That'd be wonderful.
Okay. Give me 1 second, boy.
Okay.
Let me look into this for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I'm seeing where I need to focus on. That's where they're showing me. And they're showing me, it looks like the left side of your head. And they're showing me the path of it. They're showing me the energy that's flowing through your body right now. And I can see where the blocks are, where things are being stuck and different things of that nature. Let me find out what's causing these blockages in the first place.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm seeing it as it's not it's a repressed emotion. But it's not just stuff from this current incarnation. It is a few things that are carried over. So what I'm going to do for you will help you. Let me find out if you're going to need like multiple sessions or anything like that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm saying 2 to 3, so 2 to 3 flushes. What I'm going to do for you right now, Lori, is going to be, it's going to be a mini flush, just because we don't have enough time to get through the rest of the people that may be calling in and do the entire show. Because the normal session is at least an hour long.
Mm-hmm.
So I could actually schedule I could do the initial work for you. And after after you disconnect from the call, chances are you may still feel the energy flowing through you for at least 15 to 20 minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right, so are you ready?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but how will callers contact you after the fact?
I'm going to be giving all of my contact information. Actually, I could go ahead and give it now. Exactly. We do have a website. I'll give you our website. I'll give you our toll-free number. We have a toll-free number that we offer completely free consultations. So our website is twinlights, LIGHTZ as in zebra, .com. And we're on Facebook and Twitter as well. And that's 2 Twin Lights, again with a Z. So Facebook.com, 2 Twin Lights, Twitter.com, 2 Twin Lights. And our toll-free number is 877-735-3697.
Okay. So we're going to have to speed things up a little bit, AJ. We're running out of time. Can we speed things up a little bit?
Sure, absolutely. So, Lori, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to picture everything that is bothering you, everything that you may have been going through difficult times with, picture all of those things, okay? And what I'm going to do is you're going to start to feel, you may feel like a heat tingling, you may feel air kind of swirling around you and different things like that. And tell me when you have all of those images right now, and I'm going to start right now, okay?
Okay. I have the images.
Okay. Now I want you to picture a white light or any color, whatever color comes to you naturally. Picture it above your head and picture it coming down, entering the top of your head, going down through your body, and rinsing and washing away all those emotions. And tell me what you feel when you visualize that.
Very subtle. Very subtle. I'm not sure. I don't know how to describe it.
That's fine. It may be feeling like a tingling, like a heat sensation, like maybe a slight pressure. You should be feeling it. You may feel it kind of in your hands and your fingertips. You also may feel it on the side of your head, on the left side, and also down to your toes. And also, what you'll notice is you may feel almost like a burden has been taken off your shoulders. You'll feel literally lighter. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So are you still holding that image of all those issues, any of those emotional baggage that you may be holding on to?
Yes.
Okay. Visualize them again being completely consumed by this light, this light flushing it out of your system completely till you no longer have that image in your head. Now, again, this whole process may extend for another 15 to 20 minutes or so. So after you disconnect, you may still feel that indescribable energy flow through you.
Okay.
But how are you feeling now?
I don't even know. I just feel sad, that's all.
Are you going to be okay, Lori? Do you want to talk after the show?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm all right. Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I called in so late.
Oh, that's okay. Well, you know, our time just goes so fast, but
yeah.
We have about 2 more minutes to work
okay.
on this.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I should let you go so you can continue with it. What you were talking about, and because your show's almost over.
Okay.
That's fine,
AJ, is there anything else you can do?
Everything is pretty much done. It's
okay.
Just going to be a process. It's literally going to take a little bit longer for everything to be fleshed out, but she's going to feel different afterwards. She's going to, that burden that she has on her shoulders, it's going to come off. But the way that it was stored was actually in the left part of her head, like in the
okay.
brain area, the left section.
Okay.
So it's just
and
take some
and you
time.
Said it would take 2 or 3 treatments.
Two to three sessions.
Sessions. Okay. So you would like Lori to call you?
Oh, absolutely. And again, we do completely free consultations, and I could give you go into more detail as to what's going on. I just couldn't right now because of the time constraint.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. Yeah,
absolutely.
So that would be really good for the two of you to connect.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, because I don't want to deprive you of the time that you need, Lori. So, okay.
Don't worry. Thank you.
All right. Well, contact AJ, and you guys will continue the work. And I do hope that you feel better.
Yes.
And we're going to continue because we only have about 5 more minutes to go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, both of you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay. I know that you wanted to go into life force energy. How long is that going to take? Is that something that we can do in 5 minutes, or?
I could make it 5 minutes.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay, we offer a free service through our website that increases the flow of life force energy, and this is vital because of what life force energy is. Any kind of healing modality, Reiki, energy frequency, whatever you want to call it, is a different frequency of the divine life force energy. So the higher amounts of life force energy that you have, the better, because of how our physical body, not just our physical body, but all of our multidimensional bodies utilize life force energy. So we have a service that increases the flow of life force energy, and we offer it through our website, and I'm going to offer it live to the audience. They'll have access to this particular service for 7 days, or you could actually register for the exact same service through our website and get access to it for 30 days.
Okay.
So I already prepared the energy and what I call an energy file, and I won't go into detail about what an energy file is, all of that's on our website because of the time constraints. But to receive and have access to this particular energy file, you can literally call on it just like a mantra. So you could go in a semi-meditative state and call on it like a mantra, and you'll receive that energy right then and there. So I'll just go ahead and go into how to receive it, how to acknowledge it, and then
okay.
how to work with it.
Okay.
So to acknowledge this particular energy work, you have to say out loud or silent with me, but with intent, thank you for granting me access to the divine light energy file. Once you acknowledge that, you'll be able to call on it directly, and the trigger phrase is simply divine light. And again, every single time that you call on it, you're actually going to be receiving at least 15-plus minutes, because it contains a 15-plus minute routine that's designed to increase the flow of life force energy.
Now, you said thank you for granting me access
to the divine light energy file.
To the divine light energy file, okay.
That's correct, yes.
And you need to do this, or you should do this in some kind of meditative state.
Correct.
Okay.
And you can do this in a meditative state, semi-meditative state, as long as you say it with intent.
Okay, and then you call on the divine light while you're still in that same state?
Correct. Now, every time
okay.
that you do this, you don't have to do the acknowledgement. You just acknowledge it once. But you say the trigger phrase, which is divine light, to actually call and receive that energy.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Okay, so, gosh, I really wish we had more time. There's so much we could be
yeah.
talking about, and maybe you'll come back on, because I'm sure other people would love to be able to talk to you, and I'm sure there's more that you can tell me, and
yeah.
tell my listeners, so to help them. But in the next few minutes, can you just talk a little bit about whatever it is you want to share about your services or anything like that?
Absolutely. Again, we offer completely free consultations. I'll just go ahead and give all of my contact information again.
Okay.
Twinlight.com, LIGHTZ.com, 877 735-3697, and we're on the West Coast, we're in California. All of our services can be done from a distance. And again, we do energy healing, energy flushing, psychic protection or energetic protection, higher chakra activations, Akashic record readings, intuitive readings, and spiritual coaching as well. And we also work with Eastern healing crystals.
Okay. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. We are going to have to talk more about this. And, I really hope that Lori feels better. And we did have somebody call, but they dropped. So for those who are listening who would like to talk to AJ again, just keep following my my show page, and we'll see, you'll see if it comes back up again, and then you can call in. But otherwise, you can call AJ directly. So I want to thank you so much for coming on today and helping us all to connect with that, that higher energy that we have and that ability that we have to heal. And for sharing your story, which is so remarkable.
Oh, yes. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. And I also wish that we had more time because we're barely scratching the surface.
Right. So what I'll do is I will email you and we'll come up with another date and then you'll come back on.
Okay. That sounds good.
Does that sound good?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'll have,
all right. Well,
I'll
hate to say goodbye, but I have to.
Okay.
I have to say goodbye, but thanks again, AJ.
All right. Thank you, Randy.
Take care. Unfortunately, our time is up for today, but if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. loveyourlife@randygfine.com. And my website is randygfine.com. I have some great articles on there, lots of inspiring things, meditations, all kinds of things. So visit my website for even more inspiration. And if you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. I have amazing programming. This was a fantastic show. I have other fantastic shows coming up, and I'll have AJ back on. So please become a show follower, and then you can keep up with all the programming. Right now I'm programming into May, so there's lots of shows ahead. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be.